Monday, June the 19th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 132.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And today we'll take a closer look at how to best sharpen noisy images, and we'll find out about what some of the listeners are doing at Les 24 Heures du Mans.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. This is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor Productions headquarters in Tübingen, southern Germany. Let's see, hot day today again. The whole weekend was boiling hot and I was on a walk, unprotected, almost unprotected, and I think I might have a slight sunburn. I'm not sure. It kind of feels funny. Anyway, if you have a good tip regarding sunburn, send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com or leave a voicemail at our Seattle-based voicemail system, 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. Oh, and by the way, someone syndicated the Tips from the Top Floor feed on livejournal.com. It's pretty cool. It seems to, have been around for a while, but I was just pointed to it by Lee. And if you have a Live Journal page and if you want entries of Tips from the Top Floor to appear on your friends page, you can add the feed to your friends list, and the link is in the show notes.
Hey Chris, this is Mark Gilvey calling from the TGV station at Charles de Gaulle Airport on my way to the Le Mans get-together. Get excited. Both of us are going to have fun at this. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, the 24 hours of Le Mans. A great motor race has just taken place on the weekend, and you just heard a voicemail of listener Mark Gilvey, who I, by the way, also had as an interview partner on show number 90, and he spent the weekend at the race to take pictures. And even cooler, listener Adam has actually been racing at the event.
Hey Chris, making a quick report here. I just got off the train in the city of Le Mans, and I'm already taking pictures. So I've gone out front, and I'm waiting for David and Patrick to come by and pick me up, and I'll gonna shoot a little more while I'm waiting for him. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Hey Chris, this is Mark Gilvey. The race has officially begun. About an hour into it. I've been taking a lot of photos and hanging out with Dave and Mark from the forum, and going to be shooting all night long and trying to stay awake. See you later.
Hey, thanks Mark for the calls. Yeah, so Mark, Dave, and another Mark, all Tips from the Top Floor forum members, by the way, were hanging out at the race having their very own and very special Tips from the Top Floor get together in Le Mans. Boy, I love it when these things happen. The Tips from the Top Floor forum bringing together photographers from all over the world. And hey guys, if you had the chance to do any audio recording at the race, I'd be happy to play some of that on the show here. But I'm sure we'll at least get to see some great pictures posted to the listener pictures section on the forum. Thanks again, guys. The Digital Photography Workshop that's planned to take place here in Tübingen for September 11th to 15th is coming closer, and I'm right now working on a webpage to line out the details in terms of contents of the workshop, location, and, well, minor details like pricing. The page should be ready sometime this week, and you'll hear about it as soon as it's out there. One thing you can help me with is to let me know if you are generally interested in such an event and what your expectations would be around it. This will help me with the detailed planning and make it an even better experience for everyone involved. And if you're generally interested, send me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And this way you'll also be high up on the list once booking is opened. And remember, there are only 14 slots available. That's 1-4. And they're going fast. But now it's finally time for another
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
Sharpening your digital images is an essential step in the digital photography workflow, and I've been talking about that already back on Photoshop Corner number 4. Before we dive into this specific episode, let me recap a few of the most important reasons for sharpening first. All digital cameras capture the image on a sensor which has a very regular pattern of pixels on it, and in order to avoid so-called moiré patterns or stair steps in diagonal lines, most of the digital camera sensors are equipped with a filter that slightly softens the image. And in addition, image sharpness also suffers from resizing images, believe it or not, no matter if you upsize or downsize them. But some images are easier to sharpen than others, and the reason sometimes is noise. If an image has a lot of noise, for example because you took it with a high ISO, then sharpening the image the regular way can drastically increase the amount of perceived noise too. Of course, the actual amount of noise isn't increased, but the sharpening can do a pretty good job in bringing the noise out really well in your pictures. So let me go into a bit more depth with regards to a sharpening method that can help you sharpen noisy images without touching too much on the noise itself. For this, let's take a look at image color modes first. The mode most familiar to us is the RGB mode, where the image is made up of three color channels, the red, the green, and the blue channel. But there are more modes in which an image can be displayed and modified, for example the CMYK mode, which uses four color channels, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. But the one that's most interesting for our purpose is the so-called lab mode. Now, before you get any ideas, lab does not stand for laboratory, but simply for the three channels that it uses. Two color channels named A and B, and a lightness channel named L, thus the lab, L-A-B. In RGB mode, we only have color channels, so the noise information has to be embedded in the color channels, and usually most of the noise can be found in the blue channel, followed by the green, and red has the least amount of noise in it. In lab mode, things work a bit different, as the color channels are separated from the lightness information, and you can convert your image to lab mode and back to RGB without losing any image information too. In fact, Photoshop uses the lab mode internally to convert images between different color modes. Now here comes the trick that will help us with sharpening our noisy images. We use the lab mode for that, and instead of sharpening the whole image, we only sharpen the lightness channel. This way, most of the noise information that is embedded in the color channels won't be touched by the sharpening. So here's the essential steps. Step number 1. Select Image Mode Lab Color from the menu. This way, you convert the image from RGB to lab mode. Step number 2. Display the Channels palette, which sits right next to the Layers palette. Just click on where it says Channels and you'll see the L, A, and B channels. Step number 3, deselect the A and B channels so that only the lightness channel is selected. Step number 4, now you apply your favorite flavor of sharpening to the lightness channel only, and I suggest going with Unsharp Mask. For more information on how to use that, make sure you listen back to Photoshop Corner number 4. Step number 5, you can now enable all channels again after the sharpening by clicking on the eye icon next to the lab channel. And step number 6, just convert the image back to the RGB mode by selecting Image Mode RGB from the menu. And there you have it. Sharpening your noisy images this way can really make a difference. It's not a cure for all noise problems, but on some images, it will work remarkably well. And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to this show directly from a webpage, why not subscribe to it for free? You can use software like iTunes, WinPotter, and many others to automatically get Tips from the Top Floor delivered to your computer once a new show is out. And some of them can even sync the shows automatically to your MP3 player so that you can listen to them wherever and whenever you like to. And if you are at a cool event such as the 24 Hours of Le Mans or anywhere else doing photography, why not send a voicemail to the show to our Seattle-based voicemail system at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. Or send your feedback to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. MP3 greetings are also more than welcome to that email address. But last but not least, make sure you say hi at the forum. Maybe there's a cool get-together coming up somewhere near you, and you could actually meet other listeners of the show. And again, if you're interested in coming to Tübingen in southern Germany from September 11th to 15th to spend a whole week with other listeners at the Top Floor Productions headquarters while learning almost everything about digital photography, please let me know that you're interested and send your email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And that was it for today. My name is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the Top Floor Productions headquarters in Tübingen, southern Germany. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again soon. Stay subscribed and happy shooting.